Well, because of contract disputes, Dish Network has not carried CNN since October the 21st. The day after the election, the Dish chairman had some amazing words about CNN and not having them for election night coverage. Basically, what he said was not having CNN for election night coverage was a non-event. He said CNN being down on election night would have been a disaster 15 or 20 years ago. Now there's plenty of other places for people to get their news. But it got even worse than that. He said 20 years ago CNN was a must-have channel, but it's not even a top 10 network anymore. Unless they find the plane, you know, the Malaysian plane. Wow. Pointing out just how irrelevant and laughable CNN's wall-to-wall coverage of the missing Malaysian plane was.
The network, famous for their walls of graphics, went a little old school this weekend. They used a toy plane to take its investigation to the next level. And people on Twitter were kind of brutal about it. One person wrote, "Good job, CNN, a toy plane." That's real journalism right there. This person wrote that CNN has hit a new low.
And of course, their loss of credibility. Now, some people might just chalk this up as to negotiating strategy or the bad blood between them as they can't renew the contract. But today we saw on Drudge that CNN has fallen even below the Weather Channel. Al Roker tweeted out that his program, Wake Up with Al Roker, on the Weather Channel at 6 in the morning, beat CNN the week of October the 6th, and during the week of October the 20th, beat MSNBC, CNBC, as well as CNN. Now, does he have some kind of a killer program? Not really. It's just that they are in free fall, in a death spiral. Now, CNN appears to be in denial. According to the Dish chairman, he said they're looking for double-digit percent increases in price while their viewership is down by half. He said, "We know how many minutes people watch CNN and how many minutes they watched 5 years ago. And it's hard to pay a double-digit price increase for something that people are watching half as much. Why aren't people watching CNN for election coverage or other news? Their disappearing credibility is as plain as the disappearing nose on Anderson Cooper's face."
Why, those weapons should not be out in the general public.
It isn't just that they're pretending that they're on location when they aren't. It isn't just that they're pretending bombs are falling and they're in their studio.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Charles Jaco, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia.
They were in Atlanta, Georgia, and that they were not being attacked by Scud missiles with sarin gas.
It's also the information, the manipulation that they're putting out there, of course. Their election coverage, just like Fox News's election coverage, in many cases, is just one giant push poll. A poll set up not to find out what you think, but to manipulate what you think. They focus on horse races. But what's really behind that? What difference will it make in our lives? And so our goal has been not to just give you information, but to give you some knowledge about how that fits. Our goal, for example, in the election coverage was to not just give you the information about who won and a horse race aspect of it, but we wanted you to stop and think about how you're being manipulated by who they allow on the ballot, who they allow in the debates, how the voting machines are working or not working or being manipulated, how the counting is being manipulated. We also wanted to look at the shift to the GOP. Is that going to be something for the better, something for the worst? In some cases, it will be better. In some cases, many cases, it will be for the worst. And fundamentally, is it going to be meet the new boss, same as the old boss? In other words, the people who are controlling this at the very top, even though they may have a left-right paradigm, they still have one agenda, a globalist statist agenda. We can see that in what the Republicans are already talking and pushing about in terms of a trade partnership agreement. This trade partnership agreement that they have is something that goes far beyond trade. It goes into controlling the internet, which is, again, where they want to head. This is what they could not get accomplished at the legislative level with CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all those different things that have failed in the U.S. and Europe. Now they're going to try to achieve that with these treaties.
Well, that's just part of this groundbreaking report that David Knight just filed today. So we just premiered part of it here. We're going to upload it right now to YouTube. So the next hour, it'll be the top story on Infowars.com, the death spiral of CNN. And we'll tie it into the entire media war that's going on, because there is a war on for your mind. We're live. It is the ninth day of November, ladies and gentlemen, 2014. I'm Alex Jones.
to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, live Central Time, 4 to 6 p.m., and re-aired on affiliates around the United States and broadcasting worldwide, of course, on global shortwave, satellite, and going out over the Internet via InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where you can find all the free audio feeds, video feeds. We also simulcast television here, the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, all of it at InfoWars.com/show, or just click on the Listen tab to find the complete menu there. First off, there's a ton of news to cover. We're going to dive into all of it, from the Arctic vortex to the fall of the Berlin Wall to the new rollout of the Bushes, who've been hiding under a rock. Now that they think there's a huge groundswell, they're ready to ride in as our saviors with a new dynasty of the old dynasty with Jeb Bush. We're going to be breaking that down, talk about the Tea Party sweeps that we saw coming in last Tuesday with this major political realignment with the Republican establishment wonks on every radio and TV show you can imagine telling you that this was a mandate for establishment, blue blood, country club Republicans that want your guns and want open borders. The people that wrote Obamacare. No, this is not a mandate for you, and any real political analyst can tell you that. I got to say, it's very pleasing to hear every major syndicated radio show, though, that's libertarian or conservative, pointing out that the drive-by media, the lapdog media, has been in league with the Republican leadership to try to demonize and attack the Patriot movement that is trying to take over the Republican Party and is one of the only major hopes to fix things peacefully in this country. So it's very exciting to see that. And then you hear the local shows and the establishment shows and the dying dinosaur television programs on CNN and MSNBC saying this was a repudiation of the Tea Party. They want us to work together, Democrats and Republicans, to get more done. No, we don't want thousands of more laws and bills and new taxes. What we want is things repealed. And if you don't repeal the gun control, the victim disarmament, if you don't repeal the rape care, the death panel care, the rationing care, the foreign banking insurance company dream, Obamacare, we are going to repeal you, Boehner, you, Mitch McConnell, and all of you country club fake Republicans that make me want to throw up. When I say country club Republicans, most folks at a country club are actually awake to what's going on about the New World Order. It's that blue blood term, that Rockefeller Republican term. Whenever George Herbert Walker Bush was running against Reagan in 1979, he said, oh, I'm not like one of these grassroots populists. I'm not like Ronald Reagan. I'm a Rockefeller Republican. He told the Washington Post that. Well, here's the deal. We don't want any more of David Rockefeller and global government and carbon taxes and all of it. And the reason we keep losing liberty is because the Democrats are the vanguard of the takeover and the Republican Party plays the part of loyal opposition. It's like a Don King boxing match where he owns both boxers. And it took 20, 30, 40 stage fights for people to stop watching heavyweight boxing run by Don King. And it's crippled the sport. Crippled heavyweight boxing, not just heavyweight, medium weight, welter weight, all of it. But it's really crippled it. People won't do the pay-per-views. They don't go to it because they don't want to go watch a play. They don't want to go watch a staged event. They want to go watch two guys really fight. They want to go watch the ponies actually race each other, be staged as well. They want to watch the football players actually play each other. They want to watch the real thing. And people can be fooled for a while. You got the Who song back from the 70s about meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again. We ought to play that song sometime today. We've got it in the bumpers. But over time, that wears out. So people aren't waking up in a few years now to fake politicians. They're waking up in a matter of months. And whether it's the Ministry of Defense, the Pentagon, top economists, top sociologists, top researchers. They're all over the news every day. In Bloomberg, in the Financial Times of London, in the Wall Street Journal, which still has propaganda in it, but business people want the skinny. So you'll get a lot more info in there than you'll get, say, from MSNBC or CNN. And all of those analysts sound just like this show 10 years ago. The world's run by private central mega bankers. It's a crony capitalist rigged operation based on fiat money. They get the first use of it. It's discriminatory. They're waging war on the real free market. They're destroying the middle class, the engine of innovation, and the engine of liberty. We are going to go into a nightmare police state scenario if we don't reverse this. And I'm not bragging about the statement I'm about to make. It's true. It's the good news. The fact that this broadcast could be approaching, on the weekday show, 200 affiliates. And a lot of these stations are big stations. In fact, in a lot of cities, we're on the mom and pop that picked us up years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. But we'll be on now the big station as well. Those mom and pops are so great, they don't even care. They just want the word to get out. We're on the mom and pop in Chicago. Now we're on the big station in Chicago. We're on the mom and pop in Orlando. Then we're on the big station in Orlando. We're on... This is how this works. And the fact that the things I say are now so accepted that I'm being put on the big stations shows the victory of the Liberty Movement, the victory of Ron Paul, the victory of you out there promoting basic common sense Americana ideas of private property, Second Amendment, family, research, don't believe the media, keep government small, do your research. We've had a massive earth-shaking success. Huge. And this election last Tuesday is a seismic shift. The Democrats have lost more seats in Congress since they've had since 1921. They've lost more governors and state senators and state legislators since they had, since they were basically begun. The first party in the country. But they didn't get competition until the 1820s and stuff. So they have, they're at the weakest point in their history. That isn't because people like a reanimated corpse, Mitch McConnell, who looks like a meat puppet talking. It isn't because people like Joe Boehner playing golf with Obama all day. All the polls show libertarians, real conservatives, constitutionalists detest them. It's because people are really starting to wake up. They're getting involved. Democrats are waking up. Minorities are waking up. The Republicans did the right thing and ran a lot of minorities that were libertarian-based, blacks, Hispanics, women, you name it, record numbers getting elected. That's because there's a political realignment. It isn't about black and white. It's about issues. It's about freedom. And that's another major political realignment, is that you've got minorities going and voting for Republicans. You've got white Republicans going out of their way to vote for minorities because they don't care about what color you are. They want lower taxes. They want their Second Amendment. They want their private property. They want their sovereignty. They don't want to be spied on by the NSA, and they don't want totally open borders, and they don't want Obamacare. Everyone I know, including myself, has had doubling. I see instances of only 70% increases the last 2 years. And then they announced now, of officially, starting next month, they're going to increase some more. And then when you complain, they go, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. It doesn't work when everybody's getting their increased bill. Obama's running around shutting coal power plants down everywhere. People see their power bill going up. Austin is about to shut down. It owned four power plants. They're about to shut down their final power plant in Fayetteville, a gigantic modern facility, something like 60, 70 miles from Austin, and that will increase prices even more. And they're not even going to bring on solar or wind to replace it. They're just going to screw everybody and buy the power from Mexico and to lose half its transmission from Mexico, but insiders are making deals. They don't care. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The amount of criminal takeover going on, but it's good to see a huge sustained awakening. Now we're going to cover news when we come back. We're going to blitz news, Arctic vortex, you name it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fine.
this segment, the way I started the last, imagine how radical America is. Imagine how angry the United States is. Imagine how upset people are. Imagine what the sleeping giant is thinking and up to when we have got this radio show dwarfing in ratings across the board, MSNBC and CNN. Go look at the Alexa ratings. Go look at the Arbitron ratings. Go look at that compared to something like Nielsen with CNN's top shows having a million viewers, MSNBC a half million. They're a joke. How do they stack up against Rush Limbaugh with 10 million listeners a day, or Michael Savage with 7 million listeners a day, or Glenn Beck with 7 million listeners a day, or this show with 3 million terrestrial listeners a day? That's a very conservative number, by the way. And then on the internet, 600,000 podcasts, 2 or 3 million YouTube views a day, all the other things added together, 18 million people week conservatively watch or listen to this show. But they are mainstream media because they have big corporate sponsors and big fancy studios. Well, guess what? I like my little cozy radio studio. I have a big giant studio built by the same people that built major Fox News studios in New York. I have one now with the jumbotrons and the whole nine yards and the boom cameras and everything else. And I'm just ready to flip the satellites on and go on cable and getting very close. But I'm not even in a hurry because I already arrived a long time ago. This is just adding icing to the cake, cherries on top of the sundae. The dinosaur media is dead. They were dead 15 years ago when Matt Drudge gave his famous speech in 1999 at the press club and told the media there, you're all be needing new jobs in 10 to 15 years, and they laughed at him. You know, I don't think I ever aired that 40-something minute long Drudge special with his speech and then all the clips backing up what he said. We ought to air that someday this week in one of the hours of the show. It was pretty powerful. I heard part of it, but I didn't air the whole thing. It was called How Mount Drudge Changed the World, Updated. And again, when you say Drudge, it's like calling a search engine Google. We touched on that a lot because everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's kind of like if I'm talking about government secret testing, I say Tuskegee. Or if you're talking about bad guys, you know, you say Nazis. Or if you're talking about changing how the media works, being a trailblazer, you say Drudge. Or people say conspiracy theorist, they say Alex Jones. Well, what does that mean? It means I question known liars, I do historical research, and they don't control reality anymore. So more and more, it's not even about the news, and I'm going to cover it all. We got a special guest coming up and a special report. It's about, when does this facade collapse? We started the show today with a David Knight report. It's going to be up on InfoWars.com, titled CNN Death Spiral. It'll go up for everybody who's a radio listener in the next hour to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But we just premiered the audio and video here, showing CNN lying, showing them using blue screens, faking locations, showing and deceiving people, and that's why their top shows have a million viewers. Their top show 20-something years ago had like 15 million viewers. It's a joke, but they still have that air of arrogance, the emperor's new clothes syndrome. But I think they're the only ones that don't know that they've collapsed. What is it, Dish Network or DirecTV just dumped them? I mean, you can get Dish Network. Folks, we can get on Dish Network. We've been talking to them. They want us on. Do you understand that? And the CEO just said they don't have an audience. I don't care if they used to be big. They're off. And it said, when I was reading the article about it in a trade publication, that the CEO was giddy and laughing. That's because I happen to know the CEO doesn't like the New World Order. Just going to leave it at that. So that's where all this is coming down. The crowd is leaving the controlled left. They're leaving all the people that sit up there and make pronouncements and say, if you don't accept gun control and live disarmed, we're going to call you racist. And they'll call you racist and then wait for you to fall down in a fetal position and start urinating on yourself. And when it doesn't happen, they go, racist, double racist. And then you go, I don't care. And they go, homophobe, sexist, closed-minded, stupid, whacked out, crazy. Those are all badges of courage now, because people know it doesn't mean anything. When you call someone a name or an extremist or a tabloid journalist, they call everybody that. Oh, that's just tabloid junk media. Alex Jones just wants ratings, a bunch of hype, bunch of drudge, bunch of tabloid. But then you go to the mainstream media, they got five times the tabloid stuff that InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com have. Let me tell you what's sensational. GOP gains slammed door on gun control push, The Hill. I'm going to be talking about that. Look at this. Putin and the Chinese president sign mega gas deal on second gas supply route. That ties into China mocks insipid Obama in wake of midterms. This was last week. And it says state newspapers say America has grown tired of president's banality just days before he's due to visit. He's now over there. And to reject him, they signed this in front of him to show the weakness of Obama, the patheticness of his press secretary getting up there last week on Wednesday and saying losing the election isn't a loss. And the reporters laughed at him. Now, a few years ago, you wouldn't laugh at the emissary of the Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx called him, Barack Obama. Can we cue that up, please? I mean, if he said losing an election was winning one, then by golly, if he said 2 + 2 = 5, that was the way it was. But people don't buy it anymore. They jumped the shark. They went too far. And let me tell you who else is jumping the shark. The Republican Party now has suddenly the Bushes all over TV. Bush Sr., Jeb, W. Oh, we all want Jeb. Oh, he's the answer. I'm about ready to throw up. And you got Boehner parading around, oh, what a great leader he is, a great strategist. He rode a wave of dissatisfaction that we haven't seen in over 150 years in this country, a seismic shift. And believe me, it's going to destroy the Republican establishment next if they don't get in line. Plus, it's only a very small group of globalists that want a controlled economy and don't want prosperity and want to have a crony system that shuts down their competition. Most executives, most government people, most everybody I've talked to, and I, including a long list of billionaires, famous people, you name it, a lot of them on this show, they don't want to wreck America. They don't want to have World War III. They don't want to break up families. They don't want to take the guns. They want prosperity and stability. And it's become clear that the elites running things are radicals who want to wreck society, like Nero burning Rome because he wants to expand his palace. And the world is turning against it with human intelligence and resisting it. We'll be back with the news. I'm going to cover nothing but news till next hour. Special guest joins us.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. Barack Obama! Y'all stand up!
The fall of the progressive cancer, Barack Obama, is a big defeat to the establishment. They put everything they had behind him to get their victim disarmament through, their open borders through, their world government through, their fake Arab Spring to radicalize the Middle East, to turn it over to Saudi Arabian radicals. They are being met with resistance worldwide as people get past the propaganda narrative and down to what's really happening. And so the fact that Obama has been repudiated is a very positive thing. Does that mean we're out of the woods? Absolutely not. We've got to stop just buying narratives that are lies. We've got to start doing our own research. What are some of those narratives? Siberian Express to bring 30 minus degree Fahrenheit to Wyoming and other areas near the Canadian border. Arctic blast coming this way. Arctic vortex set to hit New York City late next week as well. Arctic blast via polar vortex to chill 42 U.S. cities. From Idaho all the way out to New York. It is going to be massive. Super below zero, 20, 30 degrees or more below zero as far south as close to Oklahoma. That is just amazing to see that map on screen. And, of course, there are record cold temperatures recorded in the last 100 years all over, not just here but in Europe. And the UN's response is that that's global warming doing that. And remember the Al Gore movie that he was involved with, the fiction movie, where global warming causes global freezing? So you've got to pay the UN money. Well, that's because they hedged their bets. When the Club of Rome came out in the 60s, the big UN eugenics group, they said we need to organize the world around humans being the enemy and taxing and controlling humans for the elite as if we're another species. And we'll say the threat is global ice age, which a lot of meteorologists and astrophysicists and historians say is what we're due for. Nothing to do with humans. It's just it goes in 12,000-year cycles, roughly. And the last ice age ended 12,000 years ago, roughly. And the sun is on a cycle and is cooling down right now. This is all admitted. But the UN 5 years ago had a vote and said the sun has, quote, no effect on climate. That's like saying that, again, water has no effect on fish. It'd be like having a fish in a fish tank swimming around and you said, school children, the fish does not need water to live, and the fish is not in water. And if you have a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else did. And raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. See, there's an attempt to overthrow reality. It's not working. So man-made global warming is a certified fraud. Al Gore's movie in court in England has been proven a certified fraud, saying polar bears can't swim, penguins are, you know, drowning because or in the South Atlantic, because in the South Pacific off Antarctica, because they can't swim. I mean, it's just not true. And saying that polar bears are almost extinct when their numbers are fivefold what they were in the 1950s. Just write down what I say, search engine it, Google it, and you'll see mainstream news. Look, I promise raising the debt limit raises the debt limit. I promise you built your business. I promise 2 + 2 = 4. And I know I hammer this. It's because I am a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe Common Core saying it equals 5. I know you built your business. I know Obamacare had death panels. I know it had increases in prices. I know it had payroll taxes because I read the subsections. I read them on air. But MSNBC's response was Alex Jones is deeply racist. And they have failed mightily in their attempt to think you're mind-controlled idiots. And if they just acted like confident con men, they'd be like a magician that hypnotizes people. And a magician will call up. I was on a cruise ship once and saw this. Call up like 15 people, ask them questions, see who's suggestible. And then they'll call them up and they'll hypnotize them and they'll have them do ridiculous things. And the person really was hypnotized because the person wasn't conscious and wasn't real. They basically were a non-human, programmed from birth in front of the television set, highly suggestible, not a real person, just a droid. And you always had people like that in history. But with television, sitting kids in front of television, all the studies show this, lowering IQ, making them highly suggestible, making them where they're spectators, not actors, not on the arena floor. Now a large portion of people aren't really conscious and really aren't people. And the globalists are trying to turn us into that. But there's still a giant minority that's fully awake, and I'd say a slight majority that's somewhat awake. And some of these zombies can be resuscitated. Helen Keller couldn't see, couldn't hear, and had been left as a baby, never taught anything. And she was taught, you know, to learn to think and be involved and wrote incredible books. So just because they're not humans, in the elite's own words, they want to make you non-human, then they can kill you according to their rules, their globalist rules, with the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the GMO. I mean, if you're dumb enough to eat that stuff and take those shots, in their view, you deserve it. This is what they write about. This is official. What you're hearing is how things really work, folks. And I understand it's you know, hard to hear all this, but that's what's going on. Now, I want to get into kissing bug disease. Infects over 300,000 people in the U.S., most of whom don't even know they have a parasite referred to as the new AIDS. Thought I'd get to that. Is it Chagas disease, is how you pronounce it? All sorts of loving parasites now coming in from the third world. Blood-sucking kissing bugs. We're going to get into those for you today. Hey! It's not a blood-sucking kissing bug. It's our Lord and Savior, the blood bug. If they told Trendies to go out and put their children in pits with blood bugs, they would, I'm telling you. So we'll tell you about that. I know knowledge is a conspiracy theory. I know knowing how things work is evil and bad and weird and kind of creepy, but we're going to talk about that today as well. Merkel hails fall of Berlin Wall as proof dreams can come true. Yeah, and then she just replaced it with more communism. But let's get to the next hoax here that we're going to be detailing in the second hour pretty much exclusively. Because as this hoax falls, as this lie falls, all others fall. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was one of the founders of Delta Force and the head psych warfare expert that ran the Camp David Accords and involved with right through to Bush 41, the head of PSYOPs for the State Department, advising the Army and CIA, he said a few months after 9/11 on my show that bin Laden already died of kidney failure. And then later, Walter Cronkite came out and said that, and so did Madeleine Albright. She said, he's dead, he's frozen, he'll be rolled out at a later date. I even have the mainstream news articles and videos linked in Paul Watson's article. Inside sources, bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. That was 2011. But we had Pachinik back on. It was early 2002. He'll be joining us because obviously killing bin Laden's a hoax. That's why they had to blow up the Navy SEAL helicopter that day, blow up another one a few weeks later, killing 23. I've talked to Navy SEALs. I've talked to their families on air, but a year before they were on air, Navy SEALs, Navy SEALs families, I met face-to-face like a week after they blew up the helicopter. And they said, no, it was a bomb on board. They killed him. It wasn't a real mission. So we're going to talk about this new Navy SEAL that came out and said that he's the guy that did it, even though there's two other conflicting books that say something else by other Navy SEALs. It's all propaganda. Well, here's CNN. Within days of him coming out with this story, he says it doesn't matter anymore if I killed bin Laden. He doesn't care if people say it isn't true. Okay, man. 2 + 2 = 5. We'll just believe whatever you say.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's run fast through news. Wall Street Journal's reporting Ferguson is bracing for grand jury decision in Michael Brown's shooting death up in the little town outside St. Louis, Missouri, with a lot of the people in the area saying they plan to basically go wild if the police officer's not indicted. We sent reporters up there. We've investigated this in depth. Our reporters were even shot by rubber bullets by the police for no reason. One cop got suspended because he threatened to, quote, blow Joe Biggs' head off. So we're just reporting on what really happened. The cop has witnesses and now the videos that are part of the investigation. It's been confirmed that the guy charged him and attacked the cop. So what's the point in saying you're going to burn everything down? And when I mentioned some of the police being out of control, I'm just reporting on what happened, okay? But businesses don't deserve to be looted and houses don't deserve to be burned down and white reporters don't deserve to be attacked, as has been happening, by black racists out there that are just using this as an excuse to run around acting crazy. But all we do, see, is go to the scene and actually report on what's going on. And we found a criminal element from St. Louis and surrounding areas came in to exploit the crisis. And now they want to use riots as a way to loot, basically, and racially target people. And I just think it's despicable. Even if the cop was wrong shooting Brown, two wrongs don't make a right. You don't then run around and burn down white-owned shops just because some white cop shot a black guy. It just shows how MSNBC and others were successful at least creating a racially charged climate with some groups of people. But most, quote, minorities fully reject it, and that's good. But the Ferguson situation, we will watch it. I don't send my reporters into war zones unless they want to go. Joe Biggs is visiting his sister right now, but I have a sneaking suspicion when he gets back tomorrow that he'll want to go back to Ferguson. So we'll probably have reporters up there. They think the verdict will be towards the end of the week. It's not fun to be attacked by the police and the protesters. And by the way, the cops will leave a protester throwing Molotov cocktails alone. We have this on video. And then go out of their way to attack reporters. And again, that's the federal training. That's the anti-media brainwashing that's going on in police. And it's despicable, quite frankly, that when reporters try to do their jobs and are even out of the controlled areas, they're being attacked. But I don't want to digress and open that whole can of worms back up. I'm just telling you what happened. That's all we're doing is just straight shooting what happened. And this could be a real powder keg because there are folks in Miami and Detroit and L.A. and New York and D.C., and other areas, Dallas, that are saying they're going to basically racially riot if this verdict comes out like Rodney King nationwide and the L.A. riots. And again, the cops stand back because they don't want to be called racist or whatever. And then people burn their own neighborhoods. And it was the Korean shopkeepers defending their own homes with shotguns and their businesses that stopped whole areas from being burned down. I don't care if you're black or white or what color you are. You try to pull me over like Reginald Denny. Block my vehicle and then bash my brains out or my face in. I'm not going to get out on the ground on my knees while you throw cinder blocks into my face. That's all I've got to say. There's a reason this stuff only flies in disarmed areas. By the way, St. Louis isn't disarmed. So people think they're going to pull an L.A. riot there? That is not advisable. And again, it's citizens with guns that are securing this country. And they've got national polls out. 97% of police officers in polls agree. They know what's going on. Speaking of that, New American Magazine, Merry Christmas, UN declares arms trade treaty to go into effect December 24th. And Obama says he will follow it with an executive order. In fact, he's already done that. And will follow their, quote, recommendations regardless of what Congress does. So get ready for that. He says he'll have amnesty, too, and hand out 60 million green cards that Senator Sessions says they've been told have already been printed. Yeah, it's 60 million illegals, not 30. That's a 10-year-old number. Merry Christmas. The official United Nations Office of Disarmament Affairs, UNODIR, says that it will officially go in on December 24th. So a nice little Christmas gift to everybody. And it just absolutely bans guns for civilian ownership, just like their last treaty said back in July 7th, 2000. It said the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, there's a power monopoly of the state in North Korea. There's a power monopoly in Mexico that's devolved into anarchy. There was a power monopoly under Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Fidel, every other bad guy, Genghis Khan. Attila the Hun, Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula, real guy, wasn't really a vampire. Might as well have been. I mean, I think it was his niece later did bathe in the blood of babies. That was on record. Just thought it made her younger, you know. I don't know, folks. There you go. It just doesn't work, except for the tyrants. But the good news is we can have national sovereignty and the good news is the GOP is now talking about repealing Obamacare because of pressure on Boehner and others who were saying just a week ago after the election or 6 days ago that they weren't going to repeal, quote, all of it. Because Republican special interest are the same special interest Democrats. I mean, it's big foreign banks that want people to double and triple premiums and have death panels and give you bad care and just loot everything. and have it paid for with payroll taxes. But Republicans' resounding victory this week pushed federal gun control legislation even further out of reach for proponents of stronger regulations. Though they're proponents of victim disarmament. They want a monopoly of power because they know what Mao said, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. More than 90% of the National Rifle Association-backed congressional candidates prevailed Tuesday, bolstering the ranks of gun rights advocates in both chambers. Yeah. And if Republicans would just deliver on some basic tax cuts and some basic repeals of tyranny and slap down Obama on open borders and you know, withhold funding from the White House if he doesn't do it and start impeachment, they would have a total landslide in 2 years, in the presidency, in the House, the Senate, a supermajority. We could save the country. A new golden age of Americana. But the elite know that it'll be libertarians taking over the Republicans, and that party will split, basically. In fact, that's what's predicted. It will basically turn into the two new parties, is Republican light and true libertine ideas. And that's what they're scared of, is that the classic populist, liberty-based, true populism is free market freedom, Wild Wild West, laissez-faire, 10% growth rates a year, just absolute milk and honey gushing down the streets. And the elites don't like that. They want to be the ones with their Federal Reserve money, taxpayer money, who decide the winners and losers. What a joke. I mentioned this. Let me just get into it briefly before we go to break. Kissing bug disease infects, Daily Mail reports, over 300,000 people in the U.S., most of whom don't know they have the parasite referred to as the new AIDS. And where does it come from? South America and the Caribbean. Chagas disease. And it starts out with fever and swelling. And over the next 10 to 30 years, enlargement of the ventricles of the heart, heart attacks, 30% heart failure. Basically, folks, it's a death sentence, and government doesn't check, schools don't check. There are dozens and dozens of parasites. I want to do a whole report on this soon. Such an important issue that they won't talk about because it's immigrant-connected. Well, so what? Like Ellis Island, just check for it. Or shipments of lumber coming in have these bugs on it that carry it. Amoebas, you name it. Just shut it down. Or just test, because there are treatments. Instead, they don't test for this. They'll give your daughter a Gardasil shot that in the trials 8 years ago killed a bunch of people and is known to sterilize folks, give you autoimmune disease, and the insert for the HPV vaccine to stop 4,000 people a year dying, supposedly, admits it doesn't protect you from it and might give it to you. But women I know go, I gave it to my daughter just the same. I don't want her to get cancer. And I go, do you read the insert? Doesn't whatever, I believe my doctor. Oh, great, just read the insert then, Dumbo. But then meanwhile, you get real stuff like Chagas disease and things going on here. And these bugs are in public schools, you name it now. And there's just no reporting on it. So I'm glad the Daily Mail reported on it. This is the type of thing, just to show how when there's something really serious, they won't talk about it. When there's something really hardcore, like a mystery illnesses, respiratory, killing tens of thousands, it's in the back of the news. But that when they want to hype something up like a 10,000, 12,000 gun deaths a year, most of them suicide, and I got to turn my guns in because somebody else does something wrong and guns frustrate crime 70-something times every time they're used in crime, don't confuse me with the facts. Just do what government says. Turn your guns in because the elite want you disarmed to be slaves. Second hour coming up. We're going to prove the bin Laden raid's a hoax. Now this new SEAL went public and more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to air the special report that premiered on the Nightly News Friday for two segments. Then Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, joins us live to not just talk about the bin Laden raid being a hoax, but the fact that they would try to sell a hoax like this. What does it mean that no one's buying it, to where the SEAL, the third SEAL, two others have written books claiming they shot him, has come out and said it doesn't matter if anyone killed bin Laden. That's close quote, CNN headline. I got so busy, I'm going to cover this in the next segment, I didn't even add in our special report. Inside sources, bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. That's from 2011. And we have links to the clips with Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, Benazir Bhutto came out, the president of Pakistan, and got killed right after it, saying that he was already dead. And, of course, let us not forget Walter Cronkite. So there's the deal. No matter how many fake bin Laden photos they put out and people think they've seen classified stuff, it's all complete baloney. So that's coming up in the next segment. Getting into other news here. Obama reportedly rejected GOP offer on amnesty and immigration reform because it wasn't complete and total. Because he wanted just total power and control. And he's reportedly now yelled at Joe Biden, the Weekly Standard reports, during a meeting last Friday with Joe Biden and others in the meeting. And Boehner was in there along with Secretary of Defense Hagel. Obama was basically saying, to paraphrase the article, we're not going to compromise anything. I'm just going to sign an executive order and legalize everybody. And Boehner was saying, well, you're going to get in trouble for that. You can't do that. Give us time. We'll compromise. And Biden said, how much time do you need? And Obama cut him off and just basically said, shut up. So all is not well in paradise up there. And I was back during the couple breaks. I was back in the coffee room getting a glass of water. And I saw Obama getting on, I guess he was leaving China. He was getting on Air Force One to go somewhere else. They said to check on democratization in other countries, spreading freedom, yes, while trying to take it here at home. And he looked completely crazed and angry and nuts. Because even though he's a puppet, a narcissist like that goes from, 70% approval ratings and being the greatest thing since sliced bread to being anathema and a laughingstock. Even on the nightly news and on all those late night shows, he doesn't like that one stinking bit. Believe me. You think Al Gore likes being laughed at as well? One more story I want to get to before we go to break, just because it's so interesting. Exclusive. Pilot who survived Virgin spacecraft explosion tells how he regained consciousness on the way down to Earth. Daily Mail. And gave the thumbs up to a passing airplane to say, I'm okay. Now, only being a cutting-edge human do you get to do that. They say he punched out at 70,000 feet. The other pilot tried to bring it down to ground. It crashed and died. And imagine you're falling 70,000 feet, and then you pass a jetliner at 30,000 feet in the busy corridor over California, and you thumbs up them. I mean, that is awesome. The only way humans are going to space, and the only way we're going to stay in the game and build technology to serve us and really empower us is to realize the globalists have decided to build it to enslave us and make us obsolete. We've got to take technology and make sure it really improves us to dominate and continue on. All of our ancestors fought and scraped and did battle with tigers and lions and huge cave bears, twice the size of grizzly bears. They've dug them up all over Europe where groups as little as like 15 men would kill a giant bear twice the size of a grizzly bear with stones and spears. I mean, can you imagine how rough humans can really get? In fact, I saw a big university study out of England last year. You can pull it up that our ancestors, they've dug folks up in Europe and Africa, had bones basically twice as thick. That's how weak we've gotten domestication. I guess the Bible's right that we're degenerating from the days of Noah, not as strong. I mean, can you imagine? There used to be like guys used to take on bears with just wood spears and kill them. You don't see that going on now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984. is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're crazed. We love freedom. We wear our bias of telling the truth and being unapologetic about defending freedom on our sleeve. Now, I'm going to premiere for the radio audience a special report here. And then Dr. Pechenik will join us live after two segments to break it down, because he was there with us 13 years ago exposing that bin Laden was indeed dead from his sources in intelligence. And of course, Steve Pechenik ran PSYOPs for the State Department that basically runs the other agencies, ran the Camp David Accords, founded Delta Force with General Boykin. So he said it at the time, said they'd roll him out later. He did. Madeleine Albright went public. Others went public. Even Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani president, went public. They killed her like a week later. She said he'd been dead a decade before. So they need this hoax to stand. And the third Navy SEAL who claims he killed bin Laden has come out today. Here's the headline from CNN. Shooter, it doesn't matter anymore if I killed bin Laden. Former Navy SEAL says he fired the shot that killed Osama bin Laden, says he doesn't care if people believe him. The most important thing I've learned in the last 2 years is, to me, is it doesn't matter anymore if I'm the shooter, said Robert O'Neill. I don't even know who Robert O'Neill is, folks, but they're using the SEALs for propaganda. They blew up the helicopter with 23 of them on, and I've talked to their families before anybody else did. I'm just saying, we didn't make this up. I went out on a limb when I covered it, got a lot of threats over it, but it later came out, the families went public and others, saying they thought they murdered their sons to cover up the fact that they killed a body double. And when you see CNN with blue screens back in 1991 and blue screens a few years ago at Sandy Hook, not on location, doing fake reports. I don't know how much of it's fake, but they're doing fake reports. And they've been caught doing it. And MSNBC, of course you don't believe them. If you want to see that video of CNN engaging in hoaxes and their ratings falling down to nothing and them getting dumped off major satellite systems, it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We just retweeted it. CNN Death Spiral Special Report. So we premiered that on the radio earlier. See the video that goes along with it if you're a radio listener on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and retweet it at Real Alex Jones. Help us get it out to people. A very good report that David Knight put together today for the radio show. And we're not wanting to destroy CNN just because they're competition. They're a bunch of anti-gun, anti-family, anti-male role model twits, anti-Christian. They're nothing compared to MSNBC, but that's collapsing as well. We're just showing you how they're collapsing. So that report, if you want to see it, not just hear it, is on Infowars.com right now. Pay it forward to folks. That's how we spread the word. That's why we have millions of listeners a day, and they don't, is because you are promoting freedom. It's a culture war. Now, we'll play part of the report here, come back in the next segment and play the whole thing. But here is the report we did Friday night for the Nightly News on the latest hoax, claiming that bin Laden was indeed killed a few years ago. Here it is. And welcome back to this Friday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. This is a special report, a special investigation to look into the supposed death back on May 2nd, 2011 of Osama bin Laden, taken out by the Navy SEALs. Now, we're going to try to go through this report as quickly as possible, but the amount of evidence proving that the official story is a contrivance, a fairy tale, is mountainous. We're going to move through it quickly here today from A to Z. First off, we're covering this, obviously, again, because Robert O'Neill, a Navy SEAL veteran of 15 years, came out on Fox News yesterday and with the Washington Post as well, and said that he indeed took out Osama bin Laden. Well, here's the problem. First off, remember Private Jessica Lynch, who supposedly took out an Iraqi column? Turned out she was hiding in the back of the vehicle. It was all a Pentagon production to try to recruit women into the military. A bunch of the members of her team had started speaking out, started getting executed and dying in the U.S. and overseas. And she came out and said it was a fraud, a recruiting tactic that I was ordered to be part of in PSYOPs. Jerry Bruckheimer got involved in advising the production of it in the so-called rescue days after the Iraqis had pulled out. Pat Tillman wouldn't be a propagandist anymore. And so he was executed. He was taken out. And it came out in the Army's reports later that he was indeed murdered. And there was a highest level cover-up of that as they get rid of people that are inconvenienced. So, number one, there is a long, sordid history of this. Number two, Obama just was defeated in a big election. He needs to remind us that he took out Osama bin Laden. So that's one reason this guy pops up right on time. Now, I'm not putting down Robert O'Neill, but they know we trust Navy SEALs a lot more than Obama. Here's another problem. Two other Navy SEALs, supposedly part of the raid, who've written books and gone public, have said months ago that this story isn't true. I have interviewed family members on air. We'll put some of those interviews on screen for you so you can go see them in full, where they said right after it happened and then years later on my show that their Navy SEAL sons who had died, they believed were basically killed in that helicopter explosion to cover up the fact that it was really a Osama bin Laden body double who was actually working for the CIA that was taken out. And we're going to show a document cam here, and then Rob is going to go over all these articles for everybody here in a moment. But we have over 100 articles, most of them mainstream, showing that there was no body on the ship. They didn't dump him in the ocean. They tried to cover it up. It goes on and on. There wasn't a real Situation Room live feed going on. So that's the most frustrating part of our job, is that we do the research day after day. We came out day one and showed the anomalies. We predicted in 2002 that he'd already been killed with inside sources. They would later roll his body out at a politically expedient point. So we are deep researchers with major whistleblowers like Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Pentagon PsyOps, exposing the fact that this would be rolled out at a later date.
Got that right here.
So we're going to break it all down here for you, and you can check all of these sources. But the reason this is being brought out now is to try to get people recruited into the Navy that's having big problems and PR problems, but most importantly, as a political victory after the election to remind people that Obama supposedly took out Osama. So the whole thing is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. But remember, years after I interviewed the families, talked to Navy SEALs in person, it's come out in the news exactly what our sources told us, that the majority of the families believe they blew up that helicopter months after they supposedly took out bin Laden to shut up the SEALs that were talking about the fact that they showed up at the house, there was no security there, and it was basically a body double that was set up. And it's later come out that the CIA was casing the joint using an inoculation program as the cover. So nothing about this has turned out to be true. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, has come out and said it's 100% false. Rob Dew, I want you to walk through some of this, and then I'll get into some of the other angles. But again, it's hard to tackle a mountain of evidence like this showing that the official story is a fraud. But I think the biggest issue is all the Navy SEALs on his team are saying different things.
They can't agree. And that's the thing. When you have a bunch of people telling a lie, they can't figure out what the truth is. So they're just going to say different things and then say, no, you're lying. You've got a couple books written, SEAL Target Geronimo and No Easy Day. Don't agree with each other at all. And these are published books. And they're supposedly interviews with the SEALs.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. We'll come to the conclusion of the report and then get former top Black Ops PSYOP commander Steve Pachinik on to break down the fraud. Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In this segment, we're going to have about 80% of the time we need to air the rest of this investigative report. But I'm having one of our writers right now post it to the top of Infowars.com. The full videos, you can see the documentation, the news articles, the quotes, the history, the video clips. So that'll be on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. We're going to air more of the investigative report in a moment. But I'm not joking when I say this. A London Independent, virus that makes humans more stupid, discovered. And it's an algae found in the water supply. John Hopkins found it by accident. while studying throat microbes. We've talked a lot about algae being connected to a lot of these lung diseases and brain damage. And again, I just talked about these parasites infecting 300,000 Americans, causing heart attacks and all sorts of mental problems. But no one will test for that when you go to the doctor. But they'll freak out all day about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm telling you, they'll end up putting this on the water on purpose to make us dumb, just like the fluoride. What do you think vaccines are? They're IQ reducers. It's social engineering. And they're coming out with vaccines that they call stress-relieving vaccines they want to give the troops that are live viruses that go and eat part of the brain. So you get a lobotomy, basically, via virus. See my investigative report from 4 years ago, brain-eating vaccines, on YouTube. Speaking of investigative reports, here is the Bin Laden death hoax special report with the latest info, video on InfoWars.com. Rob, do I want you to walk through some of this, and then I'll get into some of the other angles. But again, it's hard to tackle a mountain of evidence like this showing that the official story is a fraud. But I think the biggest issue is all the Navy SEALs on his team are saying different things.
They can't agree. And that's the thing. When you have a bunch of people telling a lie, they can't figure out what the truth is. So they're just going to say different things and then say, no, you're lying. You've got a couple books written, SEAL Target Geronimo and No Easy Day, don't agree with each other at all. And these are published books. And they're supposedly interviews with the SEALs, interviews with the teams. One of them's even written by one of the SEALs on the raid who doesn't agree with Rob O'Neill about who was in there first and who actually got the shot off that killed Bin Laden. Now, first thing, there's here we did back in 2011 in May, Paul Joseph Watson, 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. There you go right there. Before that, we published the fake Situation Room photos, which we're going to put up on
the screen. We said they were fake. They admitted a week later they were fake.
Exactly.
We brought up the 10 facts that have now been brought out in Congress.
Exactly. And then you have Obama coming out on a 60 Minutes interview and saying, we didn't even know if it was the Prince of Dubai in this compound. We weren't even sure. So they didn't even have the correct intelligence. And then later you have the administration won't release Bin Laden records. And then AP did a Freedom of Information Act request. And here they are from March 15, 2012. The Pentagon told the AP this month it cannot locate any photographs or video taken during the raid or showing Bin Laden's body. It also cannot find any images of Bin Laden's body on the Navy aircraft carrier where the Al-Qaeda leader's body was taken. The Pentagon said it cannot find any death certificate, autopsy report, DNA identification.
And this is a year.
They had plenty of time to fabricate.
After the people on the ship by the hundreds said, well, there was no body, no funeral. They claimed a funeral, and then everyone had seen it. They're on, and then they start court-martialing them to shut them up.
Exactly. And it's not like they didn't have any DNA material of Osama bin Laden. He'd been visiting a hospital in the months before 9/11. This came out of Le Figaro. 2 months before September 11th, Osama bin Laden flew to Dubai for 10 days of treatment in an American hospital where he's visited by the local CIA agent.
And that's one of the biggest publications in France.
Figaro.
This is in The Guardian.
In The Guardian, yeah. And then we have a transcript from a 2002 interview with you and Steve Pachinik where he's talking about he was already dead, that he had a kidney problem, and that wasn't even well known. And then President Musharraf said they destroyed his dialysis machines in the caves of Afghanistan.
And I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence that ran the CIA operations against the Russians on, Hamid Ghul, concurring with our analysis.
And then you go to the ship. Leaked. Bin Laden not buried at sea. Body moved on CIA plane to the U.S. That's not what they told us first. They said we buried him at sea. And then you go to the aircraft carrier. Leaked. Bin Laden not buried at sea. Body moved on CIA plane to U.S. That's directly opposite of what they said. They buried him at sea. They washed him. They did it all according to Muslim tradition, which doesn't exist. There are no burials
at sea. And Stratford, that's basically a CIA propaganda outfit here in Austin, one of the most prominent, even going to Bilderberg, they came out, and when the emails got leaked, they were saying, say that we brought him to the U.S. to counter Alex Jones.
There you go. And then no sailors saw Bin Laden's body buried at sea. And then they started just charging naval officers from that vessel, saying they were for drug use and distribution. So they're trying to cover their butts in every situation.
The most court-martials ever for a ship.
There you go. So Bin Laden was buried at sea from the Carl Vinson in May after the Al-Qaeda leader was killed in a raid by U.S. Navy SEALs on his Pakistan hideout. The ship normally has 5,000 sailors. As I said, it was unknown if any of the sailors faced discipline.
So again, we got Reuters here, but then we've got them later in the Associated Press saying a totally different story after Stratford tells them to come out with this news story to, quote, counter Alex Jones. So, again, I'm not bragging when I say we've been following this day one. It's not like we're Johnny-come-latelys. I met with a Navy SEAL who was active duty, who whose friend blew up on the helicopter, and he talked to their family and said they talked to other SEALs and that they believe a bomb was on board and that Obama was getting rid of them. Well, then, years later, I get other families on to say the exact same thing, and then now it's even on Fox News. So what I'm saying is we had the intel day one. We were proven accurate. This isn't about us. It's that our sources were correct, and it's all been borne out, so we know what really happened. He'd been dead a long time. They went and set up some guy that looked like him, enough like him, to fool and to mess with the minds of the SEALs who aren't sure. Then they blow up a helicopter on the ground to confuse things. A couple of months later, they blow up another helicopter with 23 SEALs. They said no training, no mission preparation. They'd never been on a mission like this. They fly them out and they get blown up. I mean, this is a major setup. Keep going
and
through it.
And BBC even released a report where they interview neighbors, and none of them ever even saw bin Laden in the 5 years he was supposedly there. They had never seen him. And then you have that crazy video that came out of the guy saying that the helicopter landed, then it was taken off and it blew up and there were bodies everywhere. So who knows what happened that night? We're never going to find out. That's why you have to create all these fake books and Hollywood productions, you know, with Catherine Bigelow jumping in.
To make it a fiction.
Yeah.
To make it a legend. But that's what I was told day one by the SEALs. Is that, no, they blew up the helicopter, taken off, and nobody shot at it. They'd already taken the guys out in the house, limited resistance. And then they really figured out when the second helicopter blew up. These aren't stupid guys.
This is an operation against us. We're being useful idiots.
That's what they said. We're being taken out.
Yeah.
And so now this guy comes out. He didn't get killed that night when the helicopter blew up. He didn't get killed when the other SEALs, all from this mission, got crammed on. And he's now out here, Robert O'Neill. And the other SEALs don't agree with him. So who's lying? Is it the other SEALs or is it Robert O'Neill?
Are they all lying? They could all be telling part of a tale just to keep it confused. It's called a smokescreen. It's a propaganda technique that they use. And they throw out a lot of different things. You're not sure what's going on.
Meanwhile, the guys that wouldn't play ball?
They're dead. Dead men tell no tales. And that's the sad thing about this. Because you do have these SEALs that go on dangerous missions. They've got some top secret clearances. They're out there putting their lives on the line. And
they're commando spies.
Right. And now they're part of this whole fabrication. And it's really sad to see that it's still going on after all these years. We put out tons of reports about this stuff. Day one, we came out and said,
all right, folks, three or four more minutes. And he gets into his uncle, who's a Navy SEAL, with some key info. So see the full report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and retweet it at Real Alex Jones. We'll be back with Dr. Steve Pachenik with more on how a PSYOP works. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's a frequent guest, very interesting fellow, stevepachenik.com, co-wrote a bunch of novels with Tom Clancy, produced major Hollywood films. He's a composite character in the films of Jack Ryan and wrote Net Force, Ops Center, you name it. He ran the Camp David Accords as the head of State Department PSYOPs, helped found Delta Force with General Boykin, worked with, of course, Bush Sr. and many others. Very interesting guy. And he was, of course, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations until he resigned. And I remember seeing articles that he was writing critical of the system back in early 2002. So I called, got him on the show. And sure enough, he came on. And boy, a lot of heat got brought out against myself, him. He got visits. I got visits. Then Walter Cronkite, Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright later. Benazir Bhutto, the Pakistani president, went public and said that bin Laden had died a long time ago, that it was a hoax, that they were hunting him. They killed her, machine gunned her. Our news had announced that she'd hit her head on her car, even though it was video of her being shot. This is the government saying 2 + 2 = 5. Obama saying raising debt doesn't raise debt. Or you didn't build your business. They're attempting to overthrow reality and gaslight us, but it isn't working. Dr. Steve Pachenik is a medical doctor, also a psychiatrist, and he also Harvard University, multiple degrees, and MIT. And he's done a lot of secret work from North Korea to you name it. And stevepachenik.com, he joins us. Steve, you got a short segment here, a long segment coming up, but this is, you know, 25 minutes we've got left here today on this live Sunday edition. I know you don't want to get into the whole bin Laden raid itself or your sources or whatever, but you've been borne out correct 13 years ago on my show. Now this new Navy SEAL, conflicting stories with others, night and day, comes out. This O'Neill guy, and says that he killed the Easter Bunny a couple years ago on May Day. What is the truth, and why is this story so big, and why have in WikiLeaks emails with Stratford and the CIA, they're freaking out about our interviews. That's been in the news. Why are they so scared of us saying this is a fraud, Dr. Steve Pachinik?
Well, the real issue is that Alex Jones and Dr. Steve Pachinik combined reached out to millions of Americans and worldwide and say, look, the 9/11 stand down was created by Bush, Jr. and Cheney and Rumsfeld. Osama bin Laden was already dead and had been dead from Marfan syndrome. No one could contradict that. No one ever has contradicted it. The worst part is that on your show in 2002, you and I discussed an issue where I predicted that whomever would be president of the United States, whomever, I had no idea it would be Obama. I had no idea whether it was a man or a woman. I said on the day that president declares that we are finished in Iraq and Afghanistan, we will have killed, and that day he will claim that we will have killed Osama bin Laden. And true to form, the president of the United States, 10 to 11 years later, Obama, comes out and says he killed Osama bin Laden, which was absolutely absurd. Both the narrative and the prediction was such that the entire intelligence community of America was tied in a knot because Dr. Steve Pachinik and Mr. Alex Jones predicted that a president of the United States, along with a military and civilian intelligence corps consisting of thousands of people and billions of dollars, would predict that Osama bin Laden, who was already dead for 10 years from Marfan syndrome, would be declared dead by a SEAL Team 6. Now, the reason why this is a disaster is because not only is the credibility of Bush Jr. Destroyed. Not only is the credibility of Obama destroyed, but the credibility of Bill Clinton is destroyed because Bill Clinton has not been brought into this issue for a long time. But Bill Clinton was involved in rendition and the prelude to the Osama bin Laden story because he had already sent physicians from the CIA that summer before Bush Jr. came in, and it was a continuity issue between Clinton and Bush Jr. So the entire administration is now facing a credibility and legitimacy issue when already three SEALs come out, each one claiming they shot the bunny rabbit. There's no way they could have shot a man who was already dead. First of all, whatever that raid was, whether it existed or not, I couldn't care less. But what happened, in effect, is that the credibility of Admiral Mullen, the credibility of Panetta, Secretary of Defense, the credibility of Gates, the Secretary of Defense, the credibility of John Brennan as Director of the CIA, the credibility of James Clapper as Director of National Intelligence, is entirely brought forth and delegitimized. So you're talking about an entire intelligence system plus a White House and 30 years whose legitimacy has been delegitimized. And now you have Bush Jr. coming out and saying he wants to write a book about his father. He's a painter. And Clinton trying to retool his wife through a system that's already been destroyed.
Don't they get there's been a major political realignment that you and others predicted at the state level, and that it doesn't matter who you are or what color you are, people are sick of the system. The military is almost completely awake. The police I talked to are awake. In fact, I'm always criticizing government. It seems to be people in the security services, if you'd call them, that seem to be the most awake. Isn't that a problem for the corrupt establishment?
It is a major problem for the corrupt establishment. Let me hark back, and I'm not going to go on, you can call us conspiracy theorists, but albeit as it may, the issue of John F. Kennedy being assassinated is a very real issue in this country. And a civilian president lies and distorts the truth to the entire country, but at the same time puts his intelligence service at a very risky point. Now, let me give you an example. 50 years ago, when John F. Kennedy decided, and he was not a good president, he had Addison's disease, yet nobody discussed it. He came in, was indecisive, yet he displayed our entire intelligence system, the CIA, all over the world in covert operations, which they were not effective in. And Eisenhower said repeatedly to the CIA and Alan Dulles, you are a legacy of ashes. Subsequently, we have an entire intelligence system in the billions with 16 different units that are not really effective. And they came out even publicly, the CIA said, oh, we haven't armed rebels very well. Well, what happens when you distort and you play with our intelligence system? They come back and they will reprimand the president in ways that the president has no idea. Let me give you an example. When we had the Ebola epidemic, who do you think we went to? Did we go to the CDC? No. They were ineffective. They were civilians.
No, it really is true that no other agency works other than the military.
That's correct. Our military under General Dempsey, who's been very effective in controlling the military, maintaining command and control, and also disagreeing with the President of the United States, has been able to.
And now they're trying to politicize and ruin the Navy with the SEALs. This is just correct. This is dangerous.
This is not only dangerous, it's disgraceful. Every naval admiral, but now they have a present new chief of naval operations, who I hope will reprimand McRaven, who was in charge of special forces when this occurred and knew he was lying, as well as Stanley McChrystal, who knew he was lying because he had already abused one of our own armed officials, and he killed one of our own soldiers, friendly fire, and will also reprimand Mullen, Gates, Panetta, who has been egregious in his attempts to self-aggrandize at the expense of the President of the United States. He was the one who created this nonsense in this movie that Catherine Bigelow created, and I tried to stop, which was called Zero Dark 30. Total, absolute nonsense. The fact that Osama bin Laden was even tracked or in any way trolled was nonsense. Everyone knew in the system that he was dead and that the narrative would never work.
Sure, I mean, he was near death whenever Stratus Ivey in the Army was ordered to stand down in early 2001.
Correct. And so our military officers, now remember, many of these military officers have come up through the ranks, have never seen combat. They came in through the Iraq War, the first Iraq War, so they only saw 36 hours of combat. Many of them are generals, admirals, and Air Force generals who've been dismissed, by the way. Dempsey and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has done a very good job of getting rid of our Air Force generals of the nuclear strategy.
I will stay there, Steve Bishinick. Let's talk about the power struggle in the government, the different power groups that are there, because this whole bin Laden thing is just a bird's-eye view, a window into what's really happening, and an example of how shoddy their psyops are. Steve Pachenik, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Check out our guest, amazing website with all the articles and videos, StevePachenik.com. In fact, at the end of the show, I'll tweet out his website at Real Alex Jones, along with the special report, Navy SEALs Ensnared in Bin Laden Death Hoax, a new special video report up on the site. CNN is in a death spiral right now. So is MSNBC. Fox is declining. All the major media is collapsing, not just because of competition, but because they've discredited themselves. I guarantee you, I could go on and just read news articles on the platform CNN has into billions of households worldwide and have 20 million viewers an hour during primetime in a matter of weeks. By the way, I've been on Piers Morgan, and he went from 1 million viewers that night to 3.5 million one night. And for a week, his ratings were double and then trailed off. So I've proven it. And I'm not even bragging. You could put an old man or a young lady just covering interesting news up there, and they would have high ratings. People want it. But this is so crafted, so manipulated, so controlled, so BS'd, so managed with the optics that people see it as phony. So the fact is, the fact that my little broadcast is so successful shows how dead on arrival they are. And me and Dr. Pachenik were talking about this during a break. The whole system is having collapsed credibility. And things are devolving to the states in a good way. And there is a major political realignment. Not that this election's perfect, but it signals the true awakening. Dr. Pachenik, you've got the floor for the last 10 minutes. Talk about the awakening or what your view is on it, expounding on that, and where you see things going. And then talk about the real power structures in this country. Certainly the Army's not perfect. The Navy's not perfect. The Air Force, the Marines. But because they are basically all that's left of old Renaissance America, That's why I can pull up countless headlines and declassified documents where number one enemy, returning veterans, number one enemy, returning vets, number one enemy, gun owners, libertarians. I mean, didn't the Obama administration know that when they went in and tried to train the non-enlisted officer corps or the general enlisted, excuse me, the non-commissioned, that that would wake them up? I mean, things like that, saying the military's the enemy shows that we must have some traitors in charge.
Let me put it this way. We have a phenomenal country. Unfortunately, we don't have leaders that are equivalent to the greatness of our country. What do I mean? Despite all of the problems that we've recently had, the Ebola epidemic, what happened? The military did not wait. General Dempsey, at his initiative, decided to send over 4,000 brave men and women in our army to Liberia, not just to have them contaminated or be contaminated. On the contrary, what was used was intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. They took all the drones from Afghanistan and Pakistan and used it over Liberia and Sierra Leone to monitor and evaluate the degree of the crisis in Liberia and Sierra Leone. In turn, they developed hospitals where, in turn, they had a command and control system, which overrode the CDC and the non-existent of the Surgeon General. So the civilians failed. The President of the United States failed. The CDC failed. The director of the CDC failed. And the Public Health Service failed. As a result, our military went in command and control of Mau, did not ask for permission, was very successful in building the capability. And the Ebola epidemic will be ceased and stopped because of that and because of their initiative. In turn, we have a director of national intelligence, James Clapper, who's been in our system for over 30 years and has not been and was asked to resign and refused to resign repeatedly, even though Obama denigrated him publicly, saying his intelligence wasn't good enough. Yet this past week, he was able to extradite and extract two American citizens quietly from North Korea. So we have an amazing military under General Martin Dempsey, who's very modest, very quiet, and very effective. The problem is, within our military corps, we've had the braggadocio, the self-aggrandizing man. That came out of the Navy. Why the Navy? Because, in turn, the Navy was very responsible or reacted inappropriately to the demands and control of Bush Jr., John Brennan, the CIA. And this, I go back to Admiral Mullen, Admiral McRaven, the head of Special Forces, who should never have used the Navy in any way for propaganda or promoted his own self-aggrandizement in saying that he killed specifically Osama bin Laden. Nor should the President of the United States lie to the American public that Osama bin Laden was killed by him or anybody
else. But since you started talking about this on my show 13 years ago, now it's admitted it's so clear from being outside government.
Well, it was a lie. Of course it was.
But it's so clear. It's so clear, though, that there are interagency wars. The FBI fighting with the CIA, the NSA fighting with the CIA, but then they're all lined up generally attacking the actual armed services. Because that's the only thing that goes back to George Washington. That's the only thing they haven't taken over completely. And they know the military isn't going to take the guns. They know they're awake. They know they're like the best people we've got. And so that's why there's this open demonization of the veterans, which is jumping the shark, Dr. Pechenik.
Well, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. We said this for a long time. Number one, the CIA really has to be scrubbed out and cleaned out. Brennan has to be fired, and so do the DDOs, the covert operatives, and the DIs, the analysts. For too long, and for a very long time, they've been under the influence of the Bush family, the Clintons, and others who went to Yale. It is a disastrous organization. For the 30 years that I've been in and out of government, I could rarely rely on the CIA. They are experts on 9/11 and stand down. There was no question that the man who told me this was the stand down worked for Paul Wolfowitz. There's no question that the Jewish neocons who were involved, Wolfowitz, Earl, Elliot Abrams, and those have to be brought up for trial and tribulation. There's no question that Bush and Cheney. But until we do that, this government will not be clean of sin.
And by the way, Dr. Pechenik, you're Jewish.
Yes, I am. I'm very proud I'm Jewish, but I'm not proud of those who've acted against our government and those who inspired the Israelis to work against our own interests. So Israel and being Jewish does not mean that you're Jewish in temperament or so. Most of the Americans really don't care whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. What they do care, that is, you're American. Unfortunately, American Jews have no idea of their own history of the anti-Semitism and the fact that they were manipulated into a position where they created this 9/11, the stand down, and Israel was in fact involved with Mossad operatives. That's not fictitious. That's not theoretical. That's a fact.
Sure. How many countries were involved? Saudi Arabia, clearly, as well.
Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, the ISI of Pakistan. That's the Inter Service Intelligence Service of Pakistan. You're talking about Israel, Mossad operatives, who were already in my house in June before that 9/11. And you're talking about the United States. But the primary...
Listen, I got visited by a major Mossad operative.
Yes, but you know, the Mossad in Israel is insignificant to Israel now, to America. They're a strategic liability. David Petraeus said it, I've said it, and now...
No, I know, but you also got visited and threatened by British intelligence, basically, correct?
Well, yeah, the British have been involved. The British are secondary countries. They're not relevant to the United States. The United States is only relevant to itself and its position in the world.
Well, I mean, right, I want now, listeners to understand, though. I mean, you co-wrote books with Tom Clancy. You're a famous spy. You're well-known with the Army, the rest of it. I mean, you're not making this stuff up from your perspective.
I'm not making it up. I said it 13 years ago. Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice are very much responsible, as well as Steve Hadley.
Condoleezza Rice called Mayor Willie Brown and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow. And again, I just want to be clear, there's a lot of criminal groups, whether it's U.S., Israel, Britain, Pakistan, all of them have criminal groups within, manipulating, keeping people in the dark. But undoubtedly, there are radical Islamicists that are being funded and allowed to attack. And I really loved it a month ago when General Dempsey was in there being grilled by that little guy, the senator on the Armed Services Committee, Lindsey Graham. And Graham said, there are no Muslims, countries funding ISIS. And Dempsey said, of course they're funding it. We're basically funding it, too. So I do see that Dempsey stopped the attack on Syria and that the military is saying no to a lot of this. So I think America's always calling for a military coup. I think what you're getting at is there's kind of a soft coup, a soft refusal to take the guns to start the civil war.
Our military will never attack a civilian. I can assure you that. However, our own civilians will attack civilians, i.e. the CIA, the President of the United States, three of them, Clinton. Let me be sure. Let me make it certain. Bill Clinton and Hillary were very much a part of 9/11. They're not absolved of this. Jeb Bush.
No, I know. They ordered a stand down on killing bin Laden in 96 and 98. Dr. Pachinik, you're on fire today. We're going to have you up for a full hour this week to get into this. Will you come back?
Thank you, Alex, and thank your people, and thank America. We're on a good road. We're doing the right thing, and we've come to the right position. But thank you, Alex, for being very brave.
Well, yeah. Well, I know. I can tell you, this is dangerous, folks. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, Dr. Pachinik.
Thank you.
In fact, let's talk to him now. Set him up in the next few days if he can do it. That's it for today, folks. God bless you all. What you heard there was hardcore. Hope you know that. You're not going to hear it anywhere else.